Life Talk Radio presents Health and Longevity, the program dedicated to bringing you cutting-edge information and interviews that can change your life. On each edition, nutritionist, registered dietitian, and board-certified anti-aging health practitioner, Dr. John Westerdahl, will show you how to achieve a longer, healthier life using the latest breakthroughs in nutrition, wellness, and lifestyle medicine. And now, here's your host, Dr. John Westerdahl.
Welcome to Health and Longevity. I'm Dr. John Westerdahl. Autoimmune disease is one of the fastest growing chronic diseases in this country, and it has many different manifestations. Multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, ulcerative colitis, psoriasis, the list of debilitating diseases goes on. The good news is that many of these conditions can improve significantly by changing the diet and lifestyle. Dr. Joyce Che, an ophthalmologist, is a medical practitioner who struggled through her own symptoms for years before she discovered that she had developed multiple food sensitivities. She determined to discover safe plant-based methods to recover her health. Her journey caused her to see the enormity of the autoimmune epidemic and fueled her desire to help others find answers who suffered through similar experiences. Our special guest today on Health and Longevity is Dr. Joyce Che, the author of the new book, The Autoimmune Plant-Based Cookbook, Recipes to Decrease Pain, Optimize Health, and Maximize Your Quality of Life. But before we get into today's exciting topic, let's hear the latest news and research affecting your health and longevity today.
Dr. Westerdahl presents the Health and Longevity News and Research Update, bringing you the most pertinent and important information about your health and longevity.
Well, here's a study that shows that light activity may help older women reduce heart risk. Light physical activity, such as walking or gardening, may reduce the risk of stroke or heart failure in older women by up to 22%, and the risk of heart attack or coronary death by up to 42%, according to a study in the Journal of the American Medical Association Network Open. Dr. Guy Mintz at Sandra Atlas Bass Heart Hospital commented that the study was a call to action for women of all ages to become more active, to lead healthier and longer lives. Well, according to a registered dietitian, nuts are healthful, but keep portions to a handful. Nuts are a healthy snack, but registered dietitian Erwin Gussler said that it is important to limit portions to one handful. Gussler says that Brazil nuts containing selenium, which aids thyroid function and reproduction, almonds are high in fiber, cashews may promote eye health, and walnuts are a good source of omega-3 fatty acids. We'll be right back after this short break.
Would you like to live a happier, healthier, and longer fulfilled life? Then visit us at healthandlongevityradio.com. That's one word, healthandlongevityradio.com. There you'll find valuable information and resources that can help you achieve optimal health and give you the secrets to longevity. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com. It could change your life.
And now, Health and Longevity's special feature, where Dr. Westerdahl interviews leading experts and personalities on vital topics important to your health and longevity.
Our special guest today on Health and Longevity is Dr. Joyce Che, MD. And Dr. Che has a master's in public health, and she's a board-certified ophthalmologist from Vancouver, Washington. She is a plant-based health enthusiast who has led a wide variety of community-based health programs. Her passion is to help her patients make the paradigm shifts needed to change behaviors and to improve their quality of life. Her own health journey led to an in-depth search for answers and caused her to see the need for information and education about the growing problem of gut permeability and the amazing possibilities for improved health that a specific plant-based lifestyle can give. Dr. Che is the author of this beautiful new book, It's a cookbook and information book that I have in front of my hands right now, and it's called The Autoimmune Plant-Based Cookbook, Recipes to Decrease Pain, Optimize Health, and Maximize Your Quality of Life. And Dr. Che has co-authored this book with a nurse, Mercy Ballard, RN. Well, Dr. Che, thank you for being with us today on Health and Longevity.
Thanks so much for having me, Dr. Westerdahl.
Well, I'd like to know a little more about your background. How did you first get interested in going into medicine?
It's something that probably runs in my family. And my father was an anesthesiologist. My mother was a nurse. And you know how it is in the Adventist church. We really value health and healthcare and that kind of thing. And so when I told my mother I was interested in medicine, she kind of grabbed onto that and never let me change my mind. So I was always interested in health and lifestyle and that kind of thing. And so medicine just seemed to be kind of a natural way to go, I guess.
Well, you know, you did study and you went to Loma Linda University.
Mm-hmm.
And studied medicine, got your medical degree, and then you went into the area of ophthalmology. How did you mm-hmm. become an ophthalmologist?
You know, during your third year, you're doing a lot of different electives, and I did all these different electives and the core things, you know, surgery and primary care. And I just realized at the end, everything was really interesting, but I wasn't really finding something that really grabbed my interest. And a friend of mine was doing ophthalmology, and she recommended that I take a look at it. And so I did an elective in that, and I watched cataract surgery being done. And that really grabbed my attention. And I thought, this is something that I think I can do well. So I pursued that.
So you spend most of your time in that work doing different cataract surgeries, is that correct?
Well, yeah, I did a residency in general ophthalmology, and then at the end of that, I did a fellowship in glaucoma. So actually, for almost 10 years, I did glaucoma. And then when I moved to Washington, I joined a group that does mostly cataract surgeries. And so that's what I've been doing.
Well, tell me, I understand that, you know, they say, look into your eyes, it's the window to the soul. And that
yes.
People also say that looking at the eye, you can often tell
yes.
a lot about a person's health and their lifestyle. Can you say anything about that?
It is so true, because it is the one area of the body where you can see what the blood vessels look like. And so it was always just so interesting to see people coming in, and on the outside, they look good. And then on the inside, their eyes look like they're falling apart. You know, their blood vessels are so unhealthy, and their retinas, it's just so interesting the way that the body works.
So what's your thoughts on the area of different nutrients and phytochemicals as far as the antioxidant nutrients and so forth? Because I used to be a nutritionist for actually a nutrition supplement company years ago.
Uh-huh.
And we made natural type of supplements. And I spent time at Tufts University with some of the leading ophthalmology scientists that were studying ocular nutrition. I was formulating mm-hmm. a supplement called Formula O, and we were looking at antioxidants and some of the phytochemicals, because at that time, the thought was that by a healthy diet, lifestyle, and certain nutrients, that if you could slow the progression of cataracts, that much money could be saved in the medical field and so forth as far as healthcare costs.
What's your thoughts? Well, that is true. You know, for instance, with macular degeneration, it's been found that certain nutrients help slow down the progression of macular degeneration. And we know that good nutritional health is associated with cataract development and its progression. And so it is very true. The way that it's being done, though, if you look at how we treat patients, what we tend to do is we give them these supplements like we give them medications. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, right.
Like we give them like a multivitamin and say, this has been found to slow down macular degeneration. And so people kind of get dependent upon these things as they would a medication. They think like,
right.
I don't have to change anything.
Yeah.
And I just need to take this. And it may slow it down versus being on a terrible diet and, you know, not taking a supplement. Yeah, a supplement might help. But disease is very multifaceted. And, you know, the way that conventional medicine works, we study only one reaction.
Right.
And that is just not the most effective way to prevent disease or its progression.
And of course, these nutrients are the things that we find in food, and that gets into a healthy lifestyle, particularly plant foods play
exactly,
a big role.
Exactly, yes.
And I met you at the American College of Lifestyle Medicine Conference. We were in Orlando. And what really sparked your interest in the whole area of lifestyle and natural healing methods and really lifestyle medicine?
This has been a lifelong journey. And because you're a Seventh-day Adventist, but I think that many of us who have grown up Seventh-day Adventists, we have a deep interest in lifestyle because we know that it's so important for us to take care of the body. This body is the only one we have while we're here, right? And so, as a child, even I grew up thinking that this was very important. And my mother, she was trained at an Adventist sanitarium. And back then they learned about hydrotherapy. They learned about massage therapy for their patients. It was a much different training that nurses received back then. And she passed on that type of training, I guess, to me, because when I would get sick, she would do hydrotherapy and I was getting charcoal and that kind of thing. And so I was always interested in this subject and I was interested in preventive living. Mm-hmm. And so when I went to medical school, I thought I would be learning that type of stuff too. You know, when right. I was kind of confused by this area of preventive medicine, for instance. And, you know, I was kind of confused because if you go into preventive medicine, it seems that it's mostly like vaccines and urgent care and that type of thing. I didn't really get a whole lot of training on how to help people stay well. And it wasn't until I went to a CHIP program, an acronym that stands for the Complete Health Improvement Program,
right.
That I saw what people were doing in their community, where they were holding classes to educate people about how to eat. And I saw how people's cholesterol levels were coming down by 100 points and blood pressures were improving. And I saw people getting better in a very short period of time, in a matter of weeks, you know. And so I thought, you know, this is what I thought I was going to do and what I thought I was going to learn. But I didn't. And so I guess I'm going to have to learn it on my own now through these other maybe community-based programs and that type of thing. And so I started just trying to go to all these health conferences. And that was back in 2004 when I started doing that. So, you know, I would every year go to a nutritional conference or a lifestyle program, and then I would bring that back to my clinic and I would be talking with my patients about what they were eating and trying to help them, even with an eye appointment, to make changes. And
right.
So it was really interesting that, you know, even in eye appointments, I was, you know, finding out what they were eating for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and I would try to help them, you know, just make progress, you know, move on to the next step. And you know, in a very short period of time, sometimes I would just have like 5-10 minutes with them. And so 3 months later, they would come, and I remember this one lady came, and she had been quite heavy before, and I didn't even recognize her. She had lost about 30 pounds. In 3 months, you know.
Wow.
And so I had a number of patients like that who would respond to just these conversations in the clinic. You know, I wasn't doing any training or anything like that. So it was really, really a neat experience.
So that was where you got interested in lifestyle medicine and natural remedies and healthy preventive medicine approaches, lifestyle medicine approaches. And then I understand that you had or you went through a period, a journey of some health issues that you personally had. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, you know, I always thought that I was a pretty healthy person. And when I got into med school, you know, the very first doctor's appointment, because you have to go through an exam to, you know, start school.
Right.
And they told me that I needed to start an antibiotic, that I had a urinary tract infection. And back then, like, I had no clue about, I was really naive. And so I just took the antibiotic and I broke out in hives. And that was my introduction to medicine. I didn't grow up taking antibiotics that I can remember. I didn't grow up taking that many medications. And I think sometime it was the end of my medical schooling, maybe the beginning of my residency. I was put on a real powerful antibiotic. It was called trofafloxacin, which is in the same family as ciprofloxacin, a really commonly prescribed medication. It's a fluoroquinolone. And this family of medications we now know is associated with a whole host of issues. You've heard of how it may cause like Achilles tendon ruptures and even psychiatric problems and causes issues for connective tissues. And it's a mitochondrial poison. So it has a black box warning on it. It's not supposed to be prescribed all that much. But I was given this new one that just came out on the market, and I took it for 10 days and it wiped me out. It just took a long time to recover from that medication. And I didn't realize it until, you know, just a few years ago when I looked it up, because I realized I hadn't heard the name before. I mean, for a long time. And I found out that it was taken off the market within a year of it being prescribed because it caused liver failure and it caused death. And it was from that time on that I started developing progressive weakness. And it was just, you know, more and more weak. Like my shoulders felt like they were falling off. I couldn't hang from a monkey bar. Like if I saw children, I would think, I can't hold them. I'm going to drop these kids, you know? And so it was just like this unusual weakness. And over the years, it just got worse and worse. And I just thought like I'm out of shape. And you know, every few years I'd have a crisis. I'd have like what they call thoracic outlet syndrome, where the nerves to your arms get compressed. You know, I had disc herniations. I had difficulty walking at times, and I knew that nobody could help me. You know, I went to different people to assess, orthopedic surgeons, neurology, different people. Every once in a while, I'd just, you know, try looking in to see if there would be anything that might help, and there was nothing. And I knew just from my own experience that it really was nothing I could do in conventional. So I was just trying to maintain. And then 2011, it just got really quite bad. And I went to someone who practiced what they call functional medicine, and she did a number of different tests and told me that I had leaky gut. I was sensitive to a lot of foods, and I eliminated foods just right out. And found that my symptoms improved quite a bit.
Well, let's talk about that. Who was that person that you went to?
You know, this was a lady at Loma Linda. Okay. She was somebody that one of the medical students recommended. And, you know, I'd never heard of functional medicine up until that point.
Well, tell us, you were shown that you had leaky gut. Now explain to our listeners, what is leaky gut?
Leaky gut is a condition where, well, first I'll explain to you how digestion should occur. So when you eat your food, it should be digested and broken down to its smallest particles. Like protein should be broken down to amino acids, and your carbohydrates should be broken down to simple sugars before it is absorbed by your the cells in your small intestine mostly. And so if you have, for any reason, exposure of your body, of the blood, you know, to this food or to bacteria or whatever before it gets broken down to its smallest particle, that causes inflammation in the body. For instance, like in the intestine, you have mucus that's covering those cells that line the intestinal tract. And so if that mucus is not there, or if you eat certain foods like gluten, they found gluten will cause you to lose the tight junctions that hold those cells together, and that will cause gut leakiness. If you take antibiotics, if you take other medications, that can cause more permeability. And so it's anything that causes the abnormal entrance food or bacteria or viruses, other pathogens into the blood.
And how does this affect the immune system and cause autoimmune disease?
Well, it can happen a number of different ways. One thing that can happen is that it causes a lot of inflammation. The other thing that can happen is that you could have some kind of mimicry, copycat type of thing. So, for instance, especially when you're eating certain foods that have more protein in them, your body may start thinking that that food that's now in your system looks like maybe your joints. And so while it's trying to get rid of, you know, that foreign object, it may get confused and say, well, let's go attack the joint. It looks just like this. That's just my simple way of breaking it down. And so an autoimmune condition is simply when the body gets confused and the cells, instead of knowing that yourself, the cells of yourself are you and leaving you alone, it gets confused and it starts attacking self. And so there are certain things that have to happen for that to be a problem. Number one, a genetic predisposition. And so in families where, you know, somebody already has leaky gut or digestive issues or an autoimmune condition, they're all more at risk. Number two, you have to have gut permeability. And then number three would be to have an inflammatory trigger, meaning like you have a major infection. Maybe you've been exposed to a strong medication like I was. Maybe you have a lot of stress. 80% of those with autoimmune disease are having some significant stress within that time frame that they develop that diagnosis.
Now, so you change your lifestyle and your whole life using better nutrition. Tell us a little bit about that and how your symptoms improved and so forth.
Well, I was getting to be more and more plant-based already. I'd always been vegan. And then I was getting more and more plant-based, eating all this kale, eating all this whole grain, eating all organic, and I was still having so much pain. So when I started the elimination diet, first of all, I eliminated the foods the testing found that I was sensitive to. That was a lot of these grains and it was a lot of different foods. It was like even bananas. It was food that was good for you. And that helped. But then a few years later, I started trying to reintroduce things like soy and corn, and I found that my symptoms returned. So then I went to Years Restored, which is the lifestyle center that Mercy operates.
And Mercy Ballard is your co-author of this book.
Mercy Ballard is a co-author. In January of 2016, I went and visited her because I had heard a testimony by a gentleman by the name of Gabriel Arruda, whose mother had autoimmune liver failure. And she had already failed her first liver. She was on her second liver. She'd had a liver transplant. And he describes how Mercy helped his mother and then how he found out that he had the same autoimmune liver problem and he went into remission using her way of eating. And I was really curious about this because I knew I had some kind of autoimmune process and I didn't know of other places that helped with leaky gut and autoimmune conditions.
Okay. So you made the changes and then you started working with Mercy and you have put together this book now called The Autoimmune Plant-Based Cookbook, Recipes to Decrease Pain, Optimize Health, and Maximize Your Quality of Life. Tell us about this book and how you put this together and all this, the types of recipes you've included. Because as you said, there are certain foods that you've eliminated as ingredients in these recipes. And I'll tell you, these are fabulous recipes, beautiful pictures and great tasting recipes. Tell us a little bit how this book came about.
Well, we decided to write this because so many people, they can't come to the Lifestyle Center. And, they're calling Mercy, asking her for help. And so I thought we should try to get a book together. And so the book simply talks about the whole problem that we have. So the first part of the book is the description of this problem with leaky gut and autoimmune disease in this country. It's an epidemic. The numbers are rising. And so we describe what might be the problem, especially with industrialized agriculture, monocropping and glyphosate, GMOs, and these types of things. And then we talk about what the solution might be as far as avoiding these GMO glyphosate high-risk foods, getting on a whole foods plant-based diet, finding out what your food sensitivities are, and avoiding those foods that are most associated with food sensitivities, like gluten and like corn and eggs and those types of things. And then we also incorporate soaking and sprouting to decrease lectins. And then we teach people how to eat, you know, like eating two meals a day, which incorporates that principle of fasting and not snacking and those types of things. So all of those things are in the book.
And you have a 7-day meal plan in the book, too.
And the reason we did a 7-day meal plan, which includes a breakfast and lunch for every day, is because a lot of times if you give people just recipes, they don't know how to put it together in a well-balanced meal. So we give them a picture of what 7 days of this type of eating should look like.
Give us some ideas of some of the recipes you include, just to give some names and so people get an idea of the fantastic types of food you have.
Well, you know, the first day is probably the favorite for everybody. It is with buckwheat waffles and a carob mousse and a smoothie. And the buckwheat waffles, they are made with sprouted buckwheat and soaked sunflower seeds. It takes like only like 15 minutes to make these waffles.
Well, I'll tell you, looking through these recipes, you have beautiful pictures here. I'm getting hungry just looking at it. I haven't had dinner yet.
Thank you.
But the name of the book, again, is called The Autoimmune Plant-Based Cookbook, Recipes to Decrease Pain, Optimize Health, and Maximize Your Quality of Life by Dr. Joyce Chay, and also Mercy Ballard, who's the nurse. And how does one get a hold of the book? And both of you do lectures and get in touch with you and Mercy, and what's your website, and how does one order this book?
Well, we sell the book through wholenessmarket.com.
Wholenessmarket.com.
And that's also where they can get tortillas. We're also producing tortillas that have sprouted quinoa, and they're made with organic potatoes as well. And it's a gluten-free, non-GMO type of option for people, especially since, you know, it's harder to make breads and these types of things. So that's wholenessmarket.com. If they're interested in the lifestyle program at Years Restored, they can go to yearsrestored.com. And then my website is drjoycecha.com. They can also join us on Facebook. We have a group called Plant-Based Gut Health on Facebook. That's a free closed group where they can come and ask questions and watch some videos and that type of thing.
And the way your last name is spelled is C-H-O-E. So DrJoyceCHOE.com.
Yes. So we are thinking to do a course. We did a one-month course, a four-week course called the Autoimmune Recovery Plan. And that was where we gave them videos every day, lectures, as well as food demonstrations of the recipes in the cookbook.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Dr. Westerdahl.
Would you like to live a happier, healthier, and longer fulfilled life? Then visit us at healthandlongevityradio.com. That's one word, healthandlongevityradio.com. There you'll find valuable information and resources that can help you achieve optimal health and give you the secrets to longevity. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com. It could change your life.
That's it for this week's program. Until our next broadcast, this is Dr. John Westerdahl wishing you the best of health and longevity.
This has been Health and Longevity with Dr. John Westerdahl, a production of Life Talk Radio. Join us again next week on the same station and time for Health and Longevity. The preceding information on this program has been general information about your health and is not to be taken as professional medical advice, nor is it intended to serve as a substitute for medical attention. Do not change your diet or exercise habits without guidance from your medical doctor, especially if you have health problems or are on medication. Do not change your medications without the advice and supervision of your medical doctor. If you have a medical condition, we encourage you to seek the consultation of a medical doctor experienced in dietary change and lifestyle medicine. And as always, we wish you the best of health.